I'm going to call the meeting to order. David, would you open us with a word of prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we give a thank you, praise you for an awesome God you are. Thank you for a beautiful day you've given to us, Lord. Thank you this night, Lord, we can gather and conduct your business, Lord. Just pray that have your way, Lord. Assist decision to be made this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Margie, you have minutes of the last meeting?
We had opening prayer by Joe Troutman. There were 18 members present. Motion was made by Raymond Smith to accept the reading of the last business meeting, seconded by Valerie Johnson. Carried. We had a special called business meeting that we gave the report for. There was a motion to accept by Yvonne Sims and seconded by Pastor Max, and that was carried. Motion was made by Judy Crooks to accept the financial report as given, seconded by Raymond Smith. Carried. There's more. A motion was made by Pastor Max to accept Matthew and Leslie Bailey into membership, seconded by Lester Miller. Carried. Motion was made by Jamie Jividen to allow Pastor Max to do the baccalaureate service at Smithport High School, seconded by Muriel Okerlund. Carried. Motion was made by Yvonne Sims to approve the following people as helpers for VBS this year. Should I read them or just say the list is included? Tiffany Klein, Pat Derlek, Don DeForno, Leslie Hoffman, Judy Fitzsimmons, Karen Crawford, Katie Martin, and Katie Weimer. Seconded by Raymond Smith. Carried. Motion was made by Pastor Max to increase the secretary's pay to $50 a week for 5 hours per week work. Seconded by Joe Troutman. Carried. Motion was made by Valerie Johnson to put railings up on the two ends of the stage. Seconded by Margie Knox. Carried. Motion was made by Raymond Smith to leave $50,000 in the money market and move the rest to a CD. Seconded by Lester Miller. Carried. Motion was made by Pastor Max to adjourn, seconded by Joe Troutman. Carried. Respectfully, Margie Knox.
Okay. Any additions or corrections to the minutes as read? If none, here a motion to accept.
Like
Valerie,
motion
second.
To accept it.
Who seconded?
As read.
I'll second.
Oh, okay. Right. You ready? Okay, the treasurer's report. And it's a certificate of deposit, not odd deposit.
We've all had a giggle over it. So.
Yeah.
Fat fingers. Okay, beginning balance was $216,293.39. And transferred $50,000 from the money market account. There was $809.41 of interest. So we had total deposits of $50,809.41, leaving us a new balance of $267,102. Now, and that, it matured on the 21st. And we got it around, got down there, and and that's what, you know, it's a new CD now, so it'll mature in 6 months. Any questions on that one? Okay, money market account. Beginning balance $114,693.76. We had a Taylor and Armstrong bill for the parking lot, $5,273. Transferred $50,000 to the money or to the certificate of deposit. We had a deposit of $5,000 donation, and we had total inflows of $5,281.92. The bank balance as of the last day of May is $64,702.68. on that one? None? We had a beginning balance of $15,000 in the general fund, $15,462.41. We had total deposits of $15,266.98. We had total withdrawals of $17,638.83, leaving us a new bank balance of $13,090.56. Any questions? Jay?
Here in the first page for answers in Genesis, is that a typo where those figures are listed twice?
On the first page?
Yeah. Yep. It's like, oh, I don't know. It says the category is BBS.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. Okay, there was there just a one invoice, Yvonne? Pardon?
So I'm trying to think if I would have gotten the same thing twice.
I'll look at the invoices.
I think I have two.
Because I thought I had two invoices were the same.
Yeah.
With different dates.
No, this is under debit card.
I'll check on that. And if it's right, I'll just delete that the one. But... Pardon?
There's two duplicates.
There's two duplicates.
Okay, and where's the other one?
Yeah, it's the same place.
It's 20303.
She's going to go up the house and look.
And the one is 20303 and the other one's $200.
No, there's 203 twice.
Okay, well. I'll check.
She's going over to check.
I'm not above mistakes, so that's all right.
Yeah.
I'll correct that and give Margie a copy of the new one. Okay?
Yep.
Any other discussion?
On the next page, Bill L. Carlson, the categories is that
Pastor Dental, yes. Pardon?
I haven't had cavities in years, and I had three at the same time for some crazy reason. Too much sugar.
Any other questions?
Jessica was telling me the other day that...
His wife... All right, so there's a couple of possible corrections. So do you want to approve it as read, or do you want to correct the copy first?
Can we approve it with corrections?
Pardon?
Can we approve it with corrections?
Yes, you can. You want to make that motion? Jay? Max? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
That's good.
That's good to have another set of eyes, huh?
That was the motion with approved.
As corrected.
As corrected.
Okay. Any other question? Okay. Unfinished business. Hmm? Oh, Sunday school. Do you have that?
Sunday school report. 3-5, 2, 6-5, teams 13, women 13, combined class 18. We had a May average of 56, which was down 9 from April.
Okay. Unfinished business.
All I had written down was about the tape recorder. I didn't know if... had a chance to see if it worked.
It did work.
We used it last time.
It's running now.
It's working now.
And I uploaded the sound file to the website. If you click on documents, you'll see the MP3 file.
Okay.
And you should just click that and it should play.
It should.
As long as your computer has speakers.
Okay.
And I edited everything out until we started the meeting.
Okay.
Will you do that every time?
We didn't cut it on very early today.
No.
All right, that's all. I don't have anything.
Nothing else on unfinished business?
No.
New business. Well, you have anything on, unfinished?
Well, we have to deal with the deacon, the constitution thing, didn't we? That's unfinished business, right?
Well, I have a report for that.
I have, before he starts that, I have two more individuals that are joining the church, Katie and Sam Martin. I went through the constitution with them and the testimony, and Kevin and Katie Weimer are joining the church. So
I think that'll be under new business.
Okay, all right.
Okay. All right, then, do you wanna?
Yeah, I gave everybody a handout. There's really three reports there. The first one's the Constitution Committee report. Me, Glenn, and Doug met, and after about an hour, we came up with a new way to elect deacons. And then we had two other areas that needed to be addressed with the music director and the library. So we have those ready to go. We need to set a date for a business meeting, and I'm suggesting we do that on Wednesday, June 25th. I'm making a motion that we call a special business meeting on June 25th at 6:30 to review and vote on those three measures.
Any discussion on that? Discussion?
What's the date?
Jay?
Just a question. Are you going to be able to supply us with the proposed wording and such before the meeting?
Yeah, by constitution, you have to get it a week in advance through the mail. So, yes.
You have to get a letter notifying you in a meeting, but not necessarily the wording of the amendment.
I did not print it out, Jay. I can have it on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it would be good for the membership to be able to, because it'll save time.
Yeah.
Read them over and think about it. And if you have any suggestions, I would say provide them back to Raymond before the meeting, so if they want to make any changes that
can you send it out with a letter?
It will go out with the letter, but
as long as it goes out with the letter, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I it just seems like it would be a good idea if somebody has suggestions, they could provide them back to you before the meeting. And
yeah, I thought about that today, Jay, and then I forgot about it. So I will have copies on Sunday.
I don't have trouble with forgetting stuff. Don't ask Marianne about that.
Okay.
Is Tuesday the 26th?
The 26th is a Thursday.
Oh, I said the 25th.
Yeah.
Wednesday. 25th, okay. I thought
yeah.
You said the 26th.
Uh-huh. Wednesday, June 25th.
Did you say
6:30
or 6:30.
We only have three little things. The deacon one, there'll be discussion. The other two, we're just basically taking the word committee out of it.
That's all we're going to talk about anyway.
Yeah.
So. All right. So Raymond has made the motion to have this meeting on the 25th at 6:30.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. I'll just second it.
Motion carried. Okay.
On the second page, it's just a building committee status report. We did meet last week. We're looking at some alternate construction, and there just happens to be a building like that up in Russell. So we're trying to get a tour of that building set up. It's a fabric tension system. They've had it for 6 years and seem to be very happy with it. But we're going to go look at that. And if it's something we think we want to pursue, we'll have to redo the site plan. So that's what's going on with the building.
Okay.
And then I just topped up from this past weekend the strategic plan report and the things that we decided. So please, that was out of my memory when I got home. So if I misstated anything, let me know. But that was just trying to get it on paper so that we didn't forget what we committed to do.
Okay. I forgot the missions. Do you have anything?
No.
Anything on VBS?
It's coming. I think what possibly happened there is not my fault. What I was trying to do is make copies, so I had a copy of what I gave to you, because afterwards I wanted to try to itemize. And I think I gave both copies to you, because I don't have a copy at all of either of those.
Okay.
But I would still make sure, like, to the bank statement that they would charge it twice. I don't think they would have.
Yeah, I didn't notice it on there, but.
That's probably what happened there, is I gave you both copies that I copied.
I didn't notice the double on the bank statement, so. Okay.
Hey.
So you can come back if you'd like.
No. Okay, now, new business. Max, do you want
to? Yeah, I went to membership with Katie and Kevin Weimer. I'm going to recommend them for membership. And Sam and Katie Martin for membership.
Okay.
Two cases.
Is there a second to that, to those two couples? Ben? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. That's good. That's good. What else we have? Ben?
The TVs are all wired in the front. They're all up. That's all done. The two cables are run back to the back. But I didn't know, Raymond, what we got to do back here.
Okay. Won't take long to get it hooked up.
Okay. So, that's,
so they're into the sound booth?
No. They're just laying up on up in the rafters. I don't know where we wanted them.
I don't know how we need to get them in the sound booth.
You just knock a hole in the ceiling with a hammer and drop them through.
JD, you know,
the roof, just drop it down through.
In the youth class where their bulletin board is, if you look, you'll see that's built out. The other cables drop down through that. I think it's built out that way on purpose for the cable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm making an educated guess. I wasn't here.
I think it is.
Done,
okay.
I think
that's
what
that
was
put
in.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember that.
Okay.
So. But I remember they did it.
We had to put a new furnace in the parsonage. It went out, and Ben Baxter came over and looked at it. He replaced an igniter and it took it right out. And it had to do with a switch down in the lower motor. And he told me right from the very beginning that we may not even be able to get that motor.
Would you say it's 25 years old?
Yeah. So he did. He went on, tried to find him, and he called back and said he couldn't find it anywhere. Yeah. And he told me that in the very beginning, that he probably wouldn't find anything on it. So he put a new one in. He sent estimates out. He changed the AC coil out of the old one, got it in the new one, so it's all up and running. Max and Yvonne have heat and AC now, so I just like to make a motion that we got an estimate of $4,100, and Jerry hasn't received an invoice yet on it, but I'd like to make a motion to give Jerry permission to pay that when it comes in. He's usually
Baxter's pretty good with his estimates, you know.
Yeah. It won't be higher.
Right.
So the motion?
Benny made the motion.
For what? To do what?
To pay for the furnace and the parsonage. Through Baxter's. Glenn?
I'll second.
Seconded by Glenn.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And when's the note on that? The week they put the furnace in. The week they put the furnace in, an individual donated $5,000 that same week.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll cover the cost of the furnace. So, hey, other new business.
So on last Saturday, we talked about wanting to start a young adult ministry. And with that, we need to try to create a classroom. And we can do that by putting soundproof dividers in the fellowship hall. I have a quote of $28,200, but they can make both sides a whiteboard if we want. But I haven't gotten what the cost of that would be. So I don't know if that'd go up a few hundred dollars or not, but I'd like to, and Joe knows that we're gonna have to do a little bit of construction. So if we wanna move forward with that, I think we should approve $30,000 to do that project. And that will, the middle classroom would then be soundproof from the other two. Okay. And then we could use the middle classroom.
Are they folding? How do they, put them out of the way? So you can get them out of the way for just like have dinners and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, they'll probably take up less space than the vinyl ones do because the vinyl ones don't go all the way.
Yeah, the accordion. And yeah.
Joe said when he does this, he normally puts just a little, he called a wing wall, so that they would go flat back into that wing wall and you know, I think it would look nicer, but Joe doesn't think it's going to cost that much to do the carpentry to support these. These are really heavy. So.
Okay. Discussion, Jay?
Well, I'll make the motion to do it.
Okay, any discussion on it?
I'll second.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded to put the room dividers in.
So to get that work going, they'll send us an invoice and we have to pay half of it up front.
Yeah.
And that will get them...
We can do that.
Constructing everything.
Okay.
And they're coming out of Indiana, Pennsylvania. So it's in the state of Pennsylvania. And they'll handle all the install as long as we've got all the framing correct.
Got the support for it.
Yeah, Joe's a part of the email exchange right now. So.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. What else do we have?
Judy.
Pardon?
Nothing. I said you said all who opposed, and I said I.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said. I got to get those hearing aids, Benny. What else do we have? Anything? Huh? Yvonne.
The rest will be up by the weekend.
Saturday morning.
Okay. It depends on how quick the wood on top gets finished.
Well, it's finished. The varnish is drying right now.
Okay. Yvonne, you had your hand up?
Well, I was going to ask you, because I think most of the people were here, what you was talking to me about the bus and getting the...
Okay. I was thinking the other night, you know, and something said about a bus, you know, like for VBS. So my daughter-in-law runs the office down at McKernan, so I called her on the phone. And she said that they have, the vans they have haul 9 passengers. The short bus hauls 9 passengers. It's $1.90 a mile, okay? If we supply the driver, all we have to do is have a copy of their driver's license, and that will put them under McKernan's insurance, okay? If we have to have one of their drivers, then you'd have to pay a layover fee, whatever they charge an hour. So a couple of names have been brought up, and I thought about, well, Dave Parker, who lives out by me, he comes every Sunday. He's a full-time driver for Chuck, for McKernan's. And someone else was mentioned that
Kevin said he would help with that.
So
and Rick Austin.
So the only thing is you'd have to have a list of kids and how many there was going to be, okay? And I don't know how you were going to get that unless registration night and a parent or guardian supposed to bring them, right? And you can maybe ask them if they need transportation. That's the only way I could think of it. So.
Right. There's no special driver's license you have to have for that?
Not for the short bus and not for a van. On a regular bus, you have to have a a class 4, which is a bus driver's license.
I didn't know that he had to have, sometimes you got to have a medical.
Well, Dave has his.
Dave Parker is, he is.
Yeah, Dave is, yeah.
Kevin's CDL.
Kevin has a CDL.
Yeah, no, there's no special requirement. Anybody can drive one of those vans or one of those short buses.
And it might be an awesome idea down the road if we want to start picking kids up on Sunday mornings too. I mean, that's an option without buying a vehicle, we were talking about at the last meeting. So there's an option.
Well, if you buy a vehicle, you have the maintenance on it, you have the insurance on it. And so,
That's a great idea. I think it's good for $1, how many miles?
$1.90 a mile.
So it's not bad at all.
And if you get somebody like Kevin or Dave Parker.
Right.
There wouldn't be any layover fee, and they wouldn't be like they drive up here, drop the kids off, and drive back to Smithport,
right,
and then come back up later and get them. It'd be a trip up and a trip back, so.
Mm-hmm.
About $38.
Something like that.
$40.
Yeah, we were talking about it for possibly VBS, but I was thinking more on the Sunday school side.
Same thing.
To get the kids in, and that's probably one of the drawbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
I don't know, because we're so close to VBS this year, if we would be able to work it.
Well, there's no way you're going to know how many kids until you get registered, and then they could tell you then if they need a ride or not, and where.
I guess to me, if they're here, they can.
Pardon?
No, but he's saying.
But I'm thinking if there's other kids that did.
Word of mouth, them kids might tell other kids if they get a free ride to the church, so, or VBS.
And you can only fit 9 kids on that bus?
9 kids in the bus, 9 in the van.
Hmm. 2 per seat.
Shoot, I had 11 in my car.
I put 8 in mine.
What are you, human trafficking? You haul them from the border?
What's that? Human trafficking.
So. Well, what do you want to do about it? You want to? It's food for thought.
I know if we do it for VBS, I can't take it on.
Pardon?
If we do decide to do it for VBS, it's not something that I can take on. I'm trying to do it.
I know. So what do you want to do? Just table it for now?
It's up to the church what they want to do. I think it's a great idea.
That's what I said. Do you want to table it? Or do you want
to? You're going to have to ask.
Huh?
I mean, we're going to have to see about the drivers first, right?
Well, Kevin already volunteered, and so did
Dave?
Rick.
Jerry drives.
Rick Austin. Rick Austin Jerry volunteered drives. Also.
I mean, we've got enough drivers.
We've got drivers. But we need somebody on the bus with the drivers. That's the thing.
Huh? Yeah. You do?
Don't you have to have someone on there?
Not if that person has a clearance.
Why not to control the kids?
I don't know.
I don't know.
With a whip and...
When I drove bus, all you had to do was turn the radio down, and they all shut up.
I don't know.
So. That'd be 8 kids.
What?
That was how long ago?
Well, don't ask.
Kids aren't like that anymore.
There's one more thing that we do need to cover. We have all these rooms. We spent money to open them up so people can see in. No room should have anything covering the windows. So I'm saying we got to stop that. Whoever's, I'm not picking on anybody, but we can't have, that's why we come up and put windows in all those doors.
That's right.
To protect the teacher and the kids and the church. So I just.
Because there is something, some law.
There is. You got to be able to see it. So. So we have to make sure. Just pass that around. I'll talk to individuals if they have them up.
Okay.
So I'll do that. I'm not going to call them out. That was insurance. That's why we spent money and put all those windows in. Protect the church, people, and the kids.
Okay, so you just want to wait on the bus thing or the van thing?
Somebody's going to have to own that.
Yeah.
We can't. It's not just getting drivers. It's who's going to own coordinating with kids. And
well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just food for thought, okay? Okay. All right, motion to adjourn.
I make that motion.
Second.
Yeah, motion. Raymond and Valerie, all those in favor?
Aye.
That's good. Thank you very much.